In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed the sea, and he told us.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You are tuned into yet another edition of our American English versus British English series. Not really versus, but talking about the differences here today again. My name is Spencer, of course, and we have our friend
Mike
in the studio. How's it going, Mike?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Doing all right. Okay, so we are talking about transportation today and the different terms that we have for the same things. Right. Okay, so first let's talk about cars, shall we?
Please.
Okay, so guys, the back of a car where you can put your things, in American English, we call this a trunk.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys call it?
We call it the boot.
The boot?
Yeah.
What do you guys call boots that you wear on your feet?
Boots.
What? How do you tell the difference? Okay, fine. Okay, so the back of a car in American English where you put your stuff, you know, you open it, put your stuff in, close it, call that a trunk. You guys call it again?
The boot.
Okay, what about the front of the car, the cover of the engine where we open the car, the front of the car, and we see the engine? What do you call that?
We call it the bonnet.
Oh, a bonnet. Kind of like a woman's hat?
Yeah, like a baby or a woman might wear on her head.
Okay,
yeah.
Especially if she's Amish.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Funny enough. Great, so you guys call it a bonnet.
Yep.
We call it a hood.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like the hood of a jacket. This makes sense. They both, the logic there is the same.
Hmm.
Right, bonnet goes on a head and so does a hood.
Hmm.
Okay, cool. Would you ever say, now I'm just curious, would you ever say like the hood of a boot?
The hood of a boot.
Because like the boot is like the trunk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you really want to like talk about the specific part that you open, would you call that a hood? Or would you just call it the boot top?
Oh, you mean the actual moving
Yeah, the actual
cover.
The actual moving
no,
cover.
No, no, that I think, no. You would just say open the boot.
You would just open the boot.
Open the I don't even know how you describe that.
Okay,
the
cool.
Boot door? The door of the boot.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Like, let's say it broke or something and you need to get it replaced. You say, I need to get my boot replaced?
Yeah, or yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Or the door, maybe? Yeah, the only thing I could think, or the flap.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I could see myself, because in American English, you know, we say the hood of a car that goes over the engine.
Mm.
But if maybe my trunk broke and I needed the new piece, maybe I'd call it the hood of the trunk. I don't know.
The bonnet of the boot?
Anyway, I don't want to make this confusing for you guys. Just remember, trunk and boot, and then hood and
bonnet.
Okay, cool. Now, if we're going to go driving in our car, and we're going to go maybe like on vacation, and we want to drive somewhere in the car, we'd call that a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys?
You can say road trip, but
okay.
A lot of people would, they would probably say, oh, we're going on a car journey.
A car journey?
Yeah. Or, okay. You know, we're going for a drive.
Okay, going for a drive.
Yeah.
We might say going for a drive in American English, too, but when we say going on a drive, it sounds kind of short.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm driving from New York to Florida, I'm not going to say, oh, I'm going on a drive.
Yeah.
See you in 40 minutes.
Yeah. That's a long drive.
Yeah. No, I'd say I'm going on a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about where you park your car? What do you call that?
The car park.
Oh, that makes sense.
Easy.
The car park.
Yeah.
But it also kind of sounds like a park for cars.
Like you a play park?
Yeah, like are there swings and
yeah,
slides?
You take your car along to meet other cars. Have fun, yeah.
Okay, we call that a parking lot.
A lot.
Yeah, so a parking lot. Okay, cool. What about where two streets come together, where they intersect? We might call that an intersection. Or maybe even crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, usually intersection. What do you call that?
We would call it a junction.
Okay, a junction.
Meaning two things
coming together.
But in fact, yeah, I just thought in England we don't really have crossroads.
Mm.
We have roundabouts.
Oh yeah, roundabouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some roundabouts in America too.
Uh-huh.
And we would also call those a roundabout or maybe even a circle.
So right at the circle.
Yeah. We also have junctions, too. Mm-hmm. But junctions seem to be more commonly used where train tracks come together.
Yeah, yeah. Same in England, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So where, you know, two different train routes mm-hmm. come together, we would call that a junction mm-hmm. And not an intersection. Intersections yeah. for streets. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. What about when there is some road work, some construction being done on the roads, and you can't go the way that you want to? You have mm-hmm. to maybe go around. We'd call that a detour. Uh-huh. What about you guys?
We call it a diversion.
A diversion?
Yes.
I like this one. It sounds like there's something there, like trying to distract you, trying to get your attention.
Yeah, like a clown.
A clown. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, some monster standing on the street. Yeah.
Oh, can't diversion.
Go. Yeah, gotta go the other way.
Yeah.
No, okay, cool. Detour and diversion.
Diversion.
Diversion, nice. Okay, now to drive a car in America, you need a driver's license. Mm-hmm. What do you call it?
Very similar, we have a driving license.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. A driver needs a driving license to drive.
Exactly.
We say a driver needs a driver's license to drive. Okay, cool. Not a big difference. Now, if there is a fire that needs to be put out, and you might see a big, old, loud, red truck, we might call that a fire truck.
Yeah.
You guys would call it a?
A fire engine.
Actually, we might call it a fire engine, too. I remember when I was a kid playing with fire engine toys. Mm-hmm. But I guess more commonly we say fire truck.
Yeah.
Does anyone ever say fire truck in England?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so just fire engine.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Now, speaking of trucks, we call them trucks. What do you call them?
We call them lorries.
Okay, lorries.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cool name.
Yeah.
Okay, truck and lorry.
Try saying red lorry, yellow lorry fast.
Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Not too hard.
That was really good, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And that's my first.
Difficult.
That's my first time ever doing that.
Right. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm good at those tongue twisters. Okay, cool. What about motorcycles? What do you call them?
Motorbikes.
All right. So not much different. Yeah. You guys got rid of the cycle. We got rid of the bike. Both yeah. kept the motor.
I mean, you can say people would understand. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, it's not so far away.
Mm-hmm.
You said motorcycle. Mm. What? What's a motorcycle?
Okay, so yeah. when it comes to bicycles, uh-huh. We normally say a lot of times we get rid of the cycle and just say bike.
Right.
What about you guys?
Yeah, we call them bikes. Although if there's any confusion, you might say a push bike compared to a motorbike.
Okay. Yeah, we would never say a push bike.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Now you might drive your truck or lorry or motorcycle or motorbike on the freeway or highway. In America, we say both of these things.
Yes.
What do you call them?
Motorways.
Motorway.
Yeah.
Okay. The way that the motors go.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Okay, pretty straightforward. Mm. What about the license plate on a car? What do you call that?
That's the number plate.
Nice. Mm. But they have letters, don't they?
They do. So, you know, just deal with it.
Do your phone numbers have letters too?
No, they don't.
Okay. Maybe they should. Okay. All right, great. Now, when walking along the street, not on the street, guys, but along the street, we would walk on a sidewalk in America. What about you?
We call it the pavement.
Okay, the pavement.
Yeah.
Now, we have this term, too, but it's literally talking about what the sidewalk is made of.
Like paving.
Yeah, like, so you pave it. When you make the sidewalk, you pave it. You lay it down, basically. Mm. And then the pavement is basically, it can be made out of concrete.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we would say, like, the sidewalk pavement is made of concrete. But you guys just call it the pavement.
Yeah, it's just the pavement.
Okay.
I've got nothing to add.
Okay, cool.
I like sidewalk, though. I often think sidewalk is a more accurate.
Yeah, because you're walking on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, because technically, like, there's a lot of things that are pavement because you lay them down.
Yeah.
Like, if you make a basketball court outside and you lay that and it's made of concrete, that's also technically, that's like a type of pavement.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you make your roads from?
It depends where you are. Different parts of America might have roads that are made with different types of concrete.
Hmm.
Like some streets are very dark.
Yeah.
Like a dark, like gray concrete.
Yeah.
And then other streets might be more of like a tan-ish kind of color. So that it has to be made a little bit differently.
Because I heard, because everywhere in England we use tarmac.
Okay.
But I heard in a lot of places in America they don't use tarmac.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's too hot. And tarmac melts.
Yeah, it does melt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does melt, actually. Even in my neighborhood, and I'm not from a really, really hot place in America, sometimes in the summertime, there would be, like, tar on the street that would kind of start to soften a bit.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. Anyway, getting off topic, guys.
Sorry.
Sidewalk and pavement. Okay, so you need to put fuel in your car to make it go. We call this gas or gasoline. Mm. And you guys call it?
Petrol.
Petrol.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we don't call it that. Maybe like 100 years ago we did.
Yeah, I mean, so when I was young and we watch a lot of American films,
mm-hmm.
It confused me. I thought American cars literally ran on gas.
Like
some gas.
Yeah, different type of gas.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was very confusing.
Oh, okay.
As a kid, until my dad explained that, no, it's petrol.
Yeah, yeah, and petrol is short for petroleum.
Petroleum spirit.
Oh, wow. Even longer.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Now, if you're not driving, maybe you want to take, you know, some public transportation. You want to take the train. In America, we would either call this, for example, in New York, you call it the subway.
Mm.
Where I'm from in D.C., we actually call it the metro.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you guys call it there in London?
London, well, officially it's the London Underground.
Oh, yeah, the Underground,
but,
okay.
But colloquially we call it the Tube.
Taking the Tube.
Yep.
Riding on the Tube. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. All right, now back to cars just a little bit. If you want to turn a corner, in America we hit the turn signal to let drivers behind you know. Like, so tick-tock, tick-tock, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
We call those the indicators.
Okay, to indicate when you're turning.
Exactly right.
Okay, cool. That makes sense, because we call them signals. You call them indicators. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going up in a building, this is also a type of transportation. You want to go up to the 10th floor. You're not taking the stairs. You're going to take the elevator. What do you guys call it?
We call it the lift.
The lift.
Yeah.
That makes sense. A lift lifts you.
It does.
But an elevator also elevates you.
Indeed.
Hey.
Both good words.
Okay. Now, if you're flying to another city or another country, we, of course, call this an airplane, but you call it a...
Aeroplane.
Really? Still call it aeroplane?
Aeroplane, yes.
Nice. I like that. Sounds very old-fashioned and proper to me.
Yeah. I'm getting on the... Aeroplane.
Getting on the aeroplane.
The airplane.
Yeah, the airplane. Okay, cool. Well, that about does it for our transportation edition of American English and British English today. We hope you guys enjoyed today's little chat and learned quite a bit. If you have any comments, as always, leave them for us in the comments section. And Mike and I will see you again next time. Take it easy, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
A yellow submarine, a yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine, a yellow submarine.